Imagine a world where space elevators transport cargo at a fraction of today's costs. Medical nanobots patrol your bloodstream hunting for cancer cells, and homes transform based on your needs and the weather. This isn't science fiction. It's where technology is headed, though the timeline remains uncertain. What makes the exploration of future technology so captivating is the blend of rigorous scientific analysis with the messy, unpredictable path of innovation. As we stand at the threshold of potentially revolutionary breakthroughs, we face both breathtaking possibilities and serious challenges. The future isn't arriving in one dramatic moment. It's unfolding gradually through the dedicated work of scientists and engineers tackling seemingly impossible problems with creativity and persistence. Their solutions may transform our lives in ways we can barely imagine today. Space access currently costs about $10,000 per pound. Sending a cheeseburger to orbit would cost roughly $2,500. This prohibitive expense explains why human space exploration has stagnated since 1969. The fundamental problem? Rockets are mostly propellant, about 80%, with only 4% dedicated to actual cargo. Several approaches could dramatically lower these costs. Reusable rockets, like SpaceX's, potentially eliminate up to 90% of launch costs. Air-breathing rockets and space planes offer another solution by using atmospheric oxygen during part of their journey. More exotic options include space guns, enormous cannons launching hardened payloads, and space elevators, 62,000-mile-long cables attached to orbiting counterweights that could reduce launch costs to under $250 per pound. Cheaper space access brings both opportunities and risks. Military applications like rods from God could emerge alongside environmental concerns about pollution and orbital debris. Yet at $250 to $500 per pound, we could launch an International Space Station equivalent monthly for $5 billion instead of $100 billion, enabling better satellites and communications. Most importantly, space would finally open to adventurers and risk-takers, not just risk-averse government agencies. Asteroids' planet-building remnants that never fully coalesced offer valuable materials like gold and platinum that sank toward Earth's core during formation. They come in three types: carbonaceous, containing water and carbon; stony, rich in silicates; and metal, mostly iron and nickel. Landing on asteroids is challenging due to minimal gravity. Scientists have developed solutions including drilling, harpoons, glue, and gecko-like sticky feet. Dr. Karen Daniels proposes a plant root-inspired system with small diggers working between rubble pieces. Other approaches include netting asteroids or using concentrated sunlight for optical mining. While returning space mine materials to Earth may not be economically viable, the greater value lies in enabling space settlement. Using space resources for in-space manufacturing would significantly reduce costs. Water and carbon from asteroids could be converted to rocket fuel for travel between colonies, similar to how European explorers learned to live off the New World, though space is infinitely less hospitable than any Earth environment. Nuclear fusion represents the ultimate clean energy solution, using common elements as fuel without risk of catastrophic meltdowns. When hydrogen atoms combine to form helium, they release enormous energy, similar to how a taut crossbow string contains more energy than a loose one. The challenge lies in creating sun-like conditions on Earth without gravity. Professional approaches either blast fusion fuel all at once, National Ignition Facility, or confine and heat plasma over time using magnetic fields, ITER's tokamak. Unlike fission, fusion produces no greenhouse gases or long-lived radioactive waste, only helium and neutrons. Any irradiated components have short radioactive lifespans. Fusion reactors have no meltdown risk. They're so difficult to maintain that any containment loss immediately stops the reaction like a candle in the wind. Economically viable fusion would mean cheaper energy and lower prices for consumer goods, especially in energy-intensive industries. It could also revolutionize space travel, powering interplanetary ships that collect hydrogen fuel throughout the solar system, vessels powered by the same process that drives the stars. What if your possessions could transform, like computers running different programs? Programmable matter aims to make hardware as adaptable as software. Scientists are developing materials that morph between forms, from bicycles that become chairs to phones that unfold into laptops. Several approaches show promise. MIT's Professor Skylar Tibbetts works on 4D printing, creating objects that change over time based on environmental triggers. Origami robots transform from flat materials into complex structures, like Dr. Daniela Russ's biodegradable robot that can be swallowed as an ice pill, unfold in the gut, perform medical tasks, and dissolve naturally. Roombots from École Polytechnique Fédérale de Lausanne are rounded cubes that rotate, move by wiggling or forming wheels, and dock together to create adaptive furniture for elderly or disabled users. The ultimate vision is David Duff's bucket of stuff, material that transforms into any needed tool. Rather than requesting specific tools, you might state your goal and the substance determines the best approach. Challenges include security concerns, hacking becomes more dangerous when objects can reshape, and reliability issues. Despite these concerns, programmable matter could revolutionize efficiency, with buildings and vehicles dynamically responding to their environment like living organisms. Modern medicine has evolved from bloodletting to a sophisticated partnership between physicians and researchers. Precision medicine transforms healthcare by tailoring treatments to your specific genetic makeup and biology. While genome sequencing is now affordable, curing genetic disorders remains challenging as it requires altering DNA in all relevant cells. CRISPR gene editing technology offers hope for fixing mutations in lab tissue samples. Early cancer diagnosis significantly improves survival rates. Lung cancer detected early has a 55% 5-year survival rate versus 5% after metastasis. Blood biomarkers like microRNA and circulating tumor DNA may identify cancer before symptoms appear. Immunology trains your immune system to recognize and destroy cancer cells. By genetically modifying T cells to target specific antigens on cancerous cells, we can create powerful weapons against blood cancers. Your metabolome, roughly 42,000 small molecules your body operates on, explains why medications affect people differently. Understanding this could revolutionize treatment selection, helping doctors avoid ineffective medications. While precision medicine techniques will initially be expensive, they could ultimately reduce costs by detecting diseases earlier, selecting effective treatments immediately, and curing genetic conditions rather than just treating symptoms. This approach shifts from what's wrong with people like you to what's wrong with you, bringing truly personalized care into reality. The technologies discussed represent just a fraction of innovations developing in labs worldwide, where dedicated researchers methodically solve seemingly impossible problems. Technological development advances unevenly, with unexpected breakthroughs and disappointing setbacks. Technologies that seem imminent may take decades to mature, while others might emerge suddenly from unexpected directions. We stand at a unique moment when our technological capabilities are expanding at unprecedented rates. Our choices about these technologies will shape humanity's future. Will programmable matter create sustainable cities or devastating weapons? Will fusion energy lift billions from energy poverty or benefit only the wealthy? The future isn't predetermined. We create it through our decisions, investments, regulations, and innovations. As these technologies mature, our responsibility grows to ensure they serve humanity's best interests. The question isn't just what the future will bring, but what future we choose to build.